This is the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for the Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my two co-hosts, Mark Honf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. You're going to use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate giveaway during the show. That certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tanbella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Today's trivia theme is, yet again, various trivia.
Nice.
All right. Nam, you had just recently gone to a real estate event.
But before we get into that, I have a quick question about this five pack. Do you have to bring five people to the tanning?
No, it is a certificate that's worth like five sessions.
Got it.
And that's
all
worth
right.
over $100.
People who tan together stay together.
Yeah. Just so people know who are listening, they may have been confused like me. But anyway, so we were at a realtor event earlier this week in Petaluma, and talking about Pacific Private Money and the kind of bridge loans we do. And it was interesting. I was talking to a conventional lender there, who's one of our referral sources, and he said it's really interesting in Sonoma County, 60% of the loan origination was non-QM.
Really?
Meaning
non-QM, non-qualifying mortgage. So non-QM, if I'm correct, Nam, is that's kind of like it's a new term that is a result of Dodd-Frank.
Right.
And Dodd-Frank was passed 5 years ago to, basically hopefully prevent the repeat of what happened in 2008, which was a result of banks basically lending to anyone who could fog a mirror in 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006.
Yeah.
And so subprime kind of went away.
Right.
Right. And now they've got these things called non-prime, but this non-QM means the QM stands for qualifying mortgage. And when I see non-QM rates, in my email box from various lenders, they're always higher than conventional, right? So I guess the difference is a qualifying mortgage means you check off all the boxes. You've got these debt-to-income ratios that don't go above a certain amount. I think the number is like, was probably randomly negotiated because it's 43%. Why 43 and not 40 or 45 or 50?
Yeah.
But it's 43% DTI, as they call it, debt to income ratios, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And if you check all these boxes off, you are entitled to receive a qualified mortgage. And the qualified mortgage, I guess, is really the mortgage you want to have, right? Because those have the best rates.
Yep. And the fours right now, I think in the fours and even some of the threes still. But non-QM sort of sits between us and a conventional lender. Hmm. And those rates,
us
though,
meaning private money or alternative
money, right?
Finance providers.
Yeah, so non-QM, typically, I think, like you're saying, we're getting these emails and the rates are somewhere in the sometimes high fives or sixes. Mm-hmm. So still not bad rates. But it's not subprime. So I think that's important for people to understand. Like the requirements for somebody to get a non-QM is still, I think more difficult than it was for people getting subprime back in, 2005
back in the
or
day.
It has more to do with the fact that conventional or qualified mortgages are so much harder to get.
And that's interesting because if you would poll the average person, I bet they would tell you that they believe it's easier to get a bank loan or a conventional loan today than it was, say, 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see stuff in the press or in the media that would suggest that that loan programs are backing off on the requirements, and then you hear the headline news last year. Oh, they're rolling back Dodd-Frank. Oh no. We're going back to the lending practices that got us into trouble in the first place. All of that is nonsense. It's all, if it bleeds, it leads, nonsensical information, because they've done nothing to roll back Dodd-Frank. And bank loans are as hard to get as they've ever been in the last 5 years.
That's the thing, is I wonder if we could get a banker on here to answer the question. I wonder how many loans are still on the books that are not performing that well. And so, you know, back a few years ago, it really was hard to get a loan for that reason. Mm-hmm. And once those loans kind of come off their books, maybe they're kind of getting up a little bit freer with the money.
Yeah. Well, we go to a lot of industry events, and the number of non-QM lenders is growing a lot. So, you know, there's definitely the need, and you're seeing the opportunity being taken advantage of with new non-QM lenders.
Yeah, and I guess it just, you know, again, it speaks to the fact that it's more difficult to get bank financing. And so non-QM, even though the rates are higher, the pain threshold's quite a lot less. And mm-hmm. so who would go to non-QM? Is it because people who have bad credit? No, it's maybe you've switched jobs.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have what's called seasoned funds, meaning a whole bunch of money in a bank account. I know we got to cut to our first commercial break, maybe we'll continue this conversation about conventional non-QM and alternative financing when we come back.
All right, here we go. First trivia question is, what model was married to musician Billy Joel? Remember that? She was a model?
Yes.
Very pretty lady.
Girl.
Yeah, there you go. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. And by the way, tomorrow is Easter. And how would you like to go on the Hornblower Yachts? Because Easter is coming. They have an awesome brunch with go with your loved ones with an endless buffet. What could be better? How about brunch with the breeze in your hair and some incredible views? For all of us who have been on the Hornblower, we can definitely attest to the fact that it is an awesome cruise, great food, and especially if you go at Easter time, I'm sure they're going to have an awesome, you're going to have an awesome time. All right, don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW. It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Do people think you look grumpy because you rarely smile? Do you cover your mouth when you actually do smile in public? You have 7 seconds to make a first impression. Yes, only 7. A nice smile consistently tops survey lists as the most memorable feature when first meeting someone. What kind of first impression are you making? If you don't say great, then San Francisco cosmetic dentist Dr. Love can help. He has spent decades helping his patients look and feel more confident through the creation, or in many cases, enhancement of their smiles. Could you use an edge on your competition in love or career? Most of us could. Dr. Love is so confident that a beautiful smile can make a difference in taking people to the next level that he is offering the first 10 individuals that contact his office complimentary dental bleaching just for coming in for a consultation. Call him today at 415-392-2072 to schedule your appointment, or schedule through his website at drlove.com. That's Dr. Love, spelled L-O-E-V.com.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hoff and Nam Fauna Pacific Private Money. Question number one, what model was married to musician Billy Joel?
That was easy. Christy Brinkley.
That is correct.
She's still hot and she's in her 60s.
Not bad. Not bad. Hey, well, make quick mention here for Dr. Love, and that's L-O-E-V. You only have 7 seconds to make a first impression. Yes, only seven. A nice smile consistently tops survey lists as the most memorable feature when you first meet someone. Cosmetic dentist Dr. Love, L-O-E-V, can help. Check him out, www.drloev.com. I wonder how he gets a name spelled Love, L-O-E-V.
For his parents?
Maybe they're dialectic. Okay, Mark, take it away.
So we were talking in the first segment about the fact that Nam was at a realtor event, and someone shared a statistic that in Sonoma County, 60% of loan originations are considered non-QM, non-qualified mortgages, and the other 40% presumably conventional.
Yeah.
Although I don't think their statistics included how many of all borrowers in Sonoma or any county for that matter are going to alternative finance providers like Pacific Private Money, which back in the day used to be called hard money, still sometimes called hard money, private money, alternative finance is what we like because we're alternative to banks. But what's it's just interesting that non-QM, non-prime space has, like alternative, has really thrived, but in a different way than subprime did. Subprime, back in the early to mid-2000s, was really... it was fraught with problems, given that, it was people were, either the people or the mortgage brokers were not truthful on the applications. And it was really just a game. Everyone was gaming the system. People were buying real estate, flipping real estate. It was just crazy. Along comes 2008 and the mortgage crisis, subprime crisis, the whole economic meltdown. And then several years after that, Dodd-Frank gets passed, severely restricting the types of loans that banks can make, and now the average bank loan still takes over 40 days to close on average. And so you have an industry like non-QM, non-qualified mortgages or non-prime that are popping up. And it's really to, it's to fill a need. I mean, we're a capitalist society here. And so if it's difficult to get a bank loan, if it's difficult to go to your mortgage broker and get a, quote, conventional loan, even if it's what, and this is nothing I want to mention, there's a lot of news about non-bank lending has surpassed bank lending. Now, non-bank lending is not hard money. Non-bank is like Quicken Loans and other mortgage brokerages.
Where it's not a chartered bank.
Yeah, where it's not a bank. Like, if the bank loans are basically, for the most part, Wells Chase. Fargo, Chase, Bank of America, and then your credit unions. But, non-bank is basically those companies that are making conventional loans. They're just not banks.
Yeah. Non-depositories, right?
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
For example. And so we'll call it conventional. When we say bank loans, what we really mean are conventional loans, including bank loans. And those are the ones you can get in the 4% range. The non-QM have sprung up because, banks, you have to check off all the boxes to get their best rates. And so here in the Bay Area, you have this thing where a lot of people are self-employed. And when you're self-employed, you tend not to check off all the boxes. If you've recently switched jobs, which guess what? Job switching is really prevalent nowadays in our economy. People, the majority of people, I will say, the majority of people don't stay at a job longer than a couple of years. And I know this because we're always hiring here at Pacific Private Money. And every time I see a resume now, it's like several pages long because they stayed at this just job 6 months, this job 9 months, this job a year and a half. Oh my God, they were there for 2 years. That's like forever, And so banks hate it when you job hop. And if you've changed jobs in the last 2 years, that oftentimes puts the brakes and makes it more difficult to get bank financing.
And there was an example that at that same meeting, and it was a job change, but within the same company. So essentially, there's firms, and I think this is an accounting firm, I won't say which one it was, but once you reach partner, you go from W-2 employee to 1099. And what happens is, you try and get a loan after you get a promotion and a pay raise, a huge pay raise, but because you haven't been, you know, you can't show history of 1099 income, this gentleman, this conventional lender said they didn't qualify for
mortgage. Yeah, I don't understand, like, you know, checking off the boxes on these bank loans. You know, my banker, we walked through it together, and one of the questions is, have you ever been convicted of a felony? I said, convicted? No, I was never convicted. And I couldn't understand why I didn't get the loan. I answered no. Anyway, so, just kidding, on the side. But the thing is, we were talking earlier today, there was this one borrower who had made $800,000, and then the next year he made only $500,000 because the recession was hitting. And the loan that he was going for, he would have qualified for with a $500,000 income. But because he went from 800 to 500, the bank looked at it and said, ooh, things are going bad for you. So he would have been better off making $300,000 the first year and then $500,000.
Well, and that's right. And what happens is in the underwriting process, there was a negative change in the income that exceeded a certain amount. So now he no longer qualifies under that lender's program. And again, it seems ridiculous because, you know, we like to use common sense. So, like, for example, in our lending practice, in alternative finance, we're all about the story. And it's all about, does it make sense? And, you know, why do you need the money? What's the situation? What do you earn? You know, what's your credit history? Although a lot of us in this business don't necessarily always base our decisions on credit scores. And how are you going to pay us back? What's the exit strategy?
Okay, but the story starts off long ago and far away, and you may have to kind of pass on to the next one.
Right. So again, you know, three types of lending prevalent in today's real estate financing world. You've got conventional financing. You've got non-QM financing, and you've got alternative or private financing. And right now, in today's rates, you're about, you know, in the low fours for conventional / bank. You're in the 5-6% range on the non-QM, and you're in the 8-9% range on the alternative financing. And as you pay more, it gets a little bit easier and faster to get that money.
All right. When we get to our next segment, we're going to talk about the fund because we want to find out about the liquidity. We're going to explain what Pacific Private Money does and how you as a potential investor can earn over 7.5% right now. What's the yield? 7.6?
7.65 trailing 12-month yield.
7.65% yield on conservative loans. All right, here we go. Second trivia question. Which chess piece can only move diagonally? That's the trivia question. All right, call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. Want to make a quick mention also here for Dr. Keith Cooper, dentist, DDS. Keith Cooper, DDS.com. He's a board-certified specialist who's been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. Check him out, Keith Cooper, DDS.com. All right. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW. Easter is coming, and with it, brunch. Easter brunch with your loved ones, with an endless buffet. What could be better? Well, how about brunch with the breeze in your hair and some incredible views? Well, that's what we do at Hornblower. Elevate your Easter celebration with a day on the bay. Join Hornblower for one of our incredible Easter Sunday dining cruises with live entertainment, a few sweet treats, and a visit from the Easter Bunny for the kids. Visit Hornblower.com to reserve your seats today.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com, is a board-certified specialist who has been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day or Teeth Express.
Portrayal based on an actual patient experience.
By the time I was 35, I had lost so many of my permanent teeth, it actually hurt to smile. I couldn't get work.
Sandra's dental problems almost destroyed her life, but through Teeth Express, Sandra's missing teeth were replaced with long-lasting, natural-looking dental implants.
This changed my whole life.
Dental implants from Teeth Express for immediate results that leave a lasting impression. For a provider near you, visit teethxp.com.
So for dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com. That's CooperDDS.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Mark Hoff and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Second trivia question, which chess piece can only move diagonally and it's not the unicorn?
The unicorn.
Or the horsey.
The bishop.
The bishop, that is correct.
Bishop.
Cardinal, right. The bishop. The pope. The pope can do it.
He can move anywhere.
All right. Yeah, the pope can move anywhere. In his pope-mobile. Pope-mobile. Have you ever seen that?
I have. It's Well, not live.
I went to a museum and they had a pope-mobile there. I just cracked
up. Is it
up.
Like a Batmobile?
It's like this big bubble. I thought it was in a Seinfeld episode with the bubble boy on it. Okay. Let's see here. Now, first we're going to ask I'm going to ask you the email question that came in, and then that'll lead into what you guys do.
Okay.
So this is actually for both of you. You have mentioned on your show before that your fund is somewhat liquid. If I wanted to redeem my account, how long would it take to get my money?
All right, some perspective on that question. So we started the show talking about, three types of real estate loans out there, conventional or bank financing, the non-QM, which kind of started the conversation about how non-QM is growing as a percentage of all real estate loans. And then you've got the alternative real estate loans, also known as private money, sometimes hard money. At Pacific Private Money, alternative financing is all we do. We don't do non-QM. We don't do conventional. We're in that 8-9% range of financing. Our loans tend to be short term. People come to us when they're in a hurry or bank financing fell out or they want to use more than one piece of property as collateral, called cross collateralization. That's something banks don't do. Non-QM lenders don't do that either. So we're the guys you go to. It's really a plan B. It's funny because 20 years ago, someone described hard money to me as the lender of last resort. But for many people, we're the lender of first resort. Fix and flip financing, ground up construction. Oftentimes, it's just too difficult to get bank financing, and repeat borrowers know that, and they come to companies like Pacific Private Money for their funding needs. And we fund those loans in one of two ways. We have a mortgage pool fund called the Pacific Private Money Fund that right now is slowly bumping up to $50 million in size, about 200 investors currently in the fund, mostly Northern California Bay Area residents. The fund does a little bit less than half of the loans that we do. The other portion of loans are funded by individual investors who participate in what is called trust deed investing or mortgage investing or note investing. They all mean the same thing. You're basically funding a real estate secured loan. You could either fund it with 100% yourself, or we can put you together with a number of other investors in our database called fractionalized. So whole notes or fractionalized notes for individual note investors. And if you're a member of our fund is also an investor in select notes that cross the desks here at Pacific Private Money. And who gets to invest in the loan, whether it's an individual or the fund, really depends on the fund's liquidity. At Pacific Private Money, we say that when the fund has capital, it gets first look at the loans that cross our agents' desks. And so what we're saying is all of the loans that we fund, all of the real estate loans we fund, and that's the only type of loan we make here at Pacific Private Money, are real estate loans. It's 100% private capital, whether it's from our fund or from private individuals. So that's the background on what we do here at Pacific Private Money. The fund right now is it pays out its income every month. And monthly distributions, or for those people who just want to grow their capital at a nice above market rate, you can be a growth investor and your earnings will buy additional shares every month. So we have two types of investors in the fund, income investors and growth investors. And our trailing 12-month average distributed yield is 7.65 to those people who take monthly distributions. It's closer to 8% if you let your earnings compound. The magic of compound interest, right? Somebody said
eighth
that.
Wonder of the world.
That's right. So because most of the loans we make at Pacific Private Money are short-term, and most short-term meaning 12 months, we tend to write 12-month loans. Why? Well, that's because people don't want to pay 9% rates for any longer than they have to. And so sometimes people call it a bridge loan, meaning it's a bridge to a certain event. It's a short-term loan. They want to buy, fix, and flip a property, or they want to buy a house to move into and then get bank financing as soon as they qualify for it. There's a number of services and needs that we fulfill. Sometimes it's a probate situation. Parents die, and one sibling wants to keep the house, another wants to sell, so we do a buyout loan for them. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. People want to borrow in a trust and the bank says no, so we'll do that. Or they want to borrow in an LLC. So we're very flexible in the types of lending situations, because really at the end of the day, we just care about what's the story, what's the collateral, how are you going to pay us back. So the fund, you know, tends to make short-term loans. So when you make short-term loans, it means you're getting payoffs all the time. And when you get payoffs in the fund, it means you have a lot of liquidity. So it's a fairly liquid fund. We have new investor capital coming in at an average of about $1 million a month. We have payoffs coming in every week at an average of another $1 million to $2 million a month. We also can sell loans outside of the fund to individual note investors. Sometimes we do that to create liquidity. And so that's three ways that create liquidity in the fund. And that, and therefore, when fund members, fund investors send us an email or call us up and say, hey, I need to redeem $100,000, $200,000. We had a recent call from one of our over $1 million investors. He says, hey, I need $1 million in the next 45 days. Will that be a problem redeeming it? And the answer is no, it won't be, because of the liquidity nature of the fund. We are able to accommodate redemption requests on a regular basis. And like I said, we're redeeming probably 4 to 5 investors, either partially or whole, every month. So unlike other real estate funds that invest in long-term loans, our short-term loan fund is designed to be liquid, and redemptions are designed to be easy and straightforward.
Very good.
For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All right, we're going to do something just a tad different here. This time, for this trivia question, the first three callers with the correct answer are going to win that tanning certificate.
Oh, nice.
Nice. So a lot of times I think people don't answer because they go, oh, what are the odds I'm going to be the first one? Mm-hmm. Here, the first three are going to be the winners.
Nice.
All right. Question is, what kind of nuts are used in marzipan? All right. 888-912-1190 if you're the, one
if you're
of the
German,
first.
Marzipan.
Okay. If you're one of the first three callers with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate. What kind of nuts are used in marzipan? Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
2 in 5 Americans would not go on a second date with someone who has bad teeth, and 50% believe that an individual with an unattractive smile is less likely to land a job when compared to another individual with similar skill sets and experience. First impressions are made in 7 seconds. What does your smile say about you? Do you want more dates and that amazing job that has been eluding you? San Francisco cosmetic dentist Dr. Edward Love cannot promise those things, but he has spent decades helping his patients stack the decks in their favor through smile transformation and dental tweaks. He is so confident that a beautiful smile can make a difference that he's offering the first 10 individuals that contact his office complimentary dental bleaching just for coming in for a consultation. Call him today at 415-392-2072 to schedule your appointment, or schedule through his website at drloev.com. That's Dr. Love, spelled LOEV.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Honf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Third trivia question. What kind of nuts are used in marzipan? Mark, since you love that.
Almonds.
Almonds. Yes, almonds. That is correct. All right. Nam, we have an event coming up, and I want you to tell the audience about the deal of the week.
Yes. So first, the event, so the Pacific Private Money Fund information session. It's been a while since we've had one, so we're excited. It's actually this coming week, April 24th, which is a Wednesday, right? 6 to 8 p.m. in San Rafael at the McGinnis Golf Course. So,
which you're going to serve appetizers.
Yeah, we'll have appetizers.
And I think they have a full bar there, too.
Holy they do. Smokes. You have to pass the bar on the way to the banquet room. So
you have to take a test to be an attorney? You got to pass the bar.
Right? Oh, there you go.
That's good. How do you get that?
Stealing all my jokes. That's a good one. I like that one.
So, yeah, you have to pass, become an attorney before you get to the banquet room.
Yeah. You got to pass the bar on the way to the meeting room. So, yes, there are drinks and there'll be hors d'oeuvres. And so we like to make sure you're not
Wasted, or else we can't pay attention to what we're saying.
Yeah. You still got to pay attention to what we're saying. So, two drink minimum.
Yes.
Or limit.
Two drink minimum. Nice.
Two drink limit.
How much are we charging people to come to this event?
Yeah. Two drink minimum. So, we kind of got off on a tangent there.
Okay, yeah,
but
sorry.
No, bringing it back full circle, April 24th. At the McGinnis Golf Course.
How many people can you? Because right now there's been 50 people who've signed up.
Yeah.
How many can you have?
That's a good question. I think we were, 50 might be capacity. So not too late, though. Call
no,
us
because
up,
you know how it is. So there's always going to be, 10 people who got sick.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. On average, whenever you throw meetings like this, and we've done a lot of situations, it's not unusual for there to be about a 50 to 60% turnout based on RSVP.
We'll have some people who go, I live in Novato and I got to go to Santa Fe. I can't make it. So it's not too late. So call us at 415-883-2150. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. The address is 350 Smith Ranch Road.
Yeah, yeah, McGinnis Golf Course. They have really good food there, too. And we're going to definitely tell a lot of fun stories.
Yeah.
In fact, Deal of the Week, what do you got for us?
Deal of the Week. This came to us from a conventional lender because of speed. Either a combination of speed and they ran out of time, but this was in Los Altos. And in this case, it was a second. People always ask when they're interested in investing with us, hey, I only want, firsts, or does a fund invest in, first onlys or junior liens? So in this case, it's a second. So a lot of people go, oh, seconds.
Why would
you do
that? Seconds are equal.
Yeah. So this one's a $400,000 second. But the first is $750,000. So, you can still say
ratios,
that seems kind of high, but the house is worth $3
million. Okay.
So you're talking about a combined loan to value of 30-some-odd percent in Los Altos. And, not only that, on those scenarios alone, you know, would merit us looking, you know, and saying green lighting this loan. But the borrower is really strong as well. I think their FICO was in the, you know, high 700s. So,
and is it a 1 year deal?
Yeah, it should be refinanced. By this conventional lender.
Yeah, so you kind of figure, and here's the other thing, is that that was referred by a conventional lender,
right,
who is basically saying, listen, I can refinance that person out if they have more time or whatever. And the odds of that $3 million house going down below $1.2 million in 11 months are extremely low.
Yeah, and so many of our deals come to us not only with an explanation of the scenario by a conventional lender, but also the exit strategy. So when we have both of those, it makes it much easier for us to underwrite or green light when we have that exit.
What did you quote the borrower?
I think the rate on this one was, I'll have to look it up here, probably somewhere in the 10s or 11, just because it's a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's a pretty good deal.
Points. Yeah. Yeah.
No, and we're one of the few alternative finance providers in the Bay Area that will do junior liens and HELOCs on owner-occupied property. So if you're a borrower out there, if you're a homeowner, you have equity, and maybe you want to remodel your house, but for one of many reasons you're not able to secure financing through your bank or conventional lender, alternative finance providers like Pacific Private Money, and actually most alternative finance providers don't do those type of consumer purpose, owner-occupied loans. And we don't do every one that we receive in terms of loan request. Again, you know, it's all about the story. And what we like are people who come to us and say, hey, I need $100,000 or $200,000 or more. I want to do a major remodel on my house and sell it, or a minor remodel. They maybe lived in that house for 20, 30 years. They want to remodel it, put it on the market because it's still a very strong market in the Bay Area, and get the, you know, get top dollar for it. Where do you go for that? Especially if maybe your income's limited or you just don't check off all the boxes for your bank.
Just the fact that they want to sell the property, a lot of times banks will say, well, we're not going to do this loan.
Well, that too. And yeah, so right. we love short-term loans. Yeah. So we can do, now because of regulations and the fact that our rates are above a certain threshold under Dodd-Frank, those loans have to be fully amortized. So it might be a 25 or 30 year fully amortized loan, yeah, but we're making it to you because we know you're going to use the money to remodel and put your home on the market.
You know, and this goes back to our first segment too, but going back to your comment about people who may not have the income or fixed income. So there's 4,310 homes in Sonoma County where the owners have lived in the house for at least 5 years and have 70% equity.
No. Wow.
Who,
tap that, baby.
Yeah, and a lot of those folks, you know, it's more than 5 years. It's more like 10 or 15 or 20. Yeah. A lot of boomers who are retired or are starting getting into retirement, who are on fixed income. Fixed incomes who are going to want to move down, mm-hmm, and can't afford. Yeah. Well, the bank's going to say no because they're going to say you need to sell your house first in order to you know, purchase.
That's
your...
That's a very common dilemma, yeah, in, yeah, today's market. Is so, what do you do when you want to move, you want to move down, you're on a fixed income, and the bank tells you, I'm sorry, you'll have to sell first, which means you have to move somewhere,
right?
Right? While you're out searching for another home, or you're out there, you're asking your agent to make offers contingent on the sale of your home, which you still can do, right, but is very difficult. A lot of sellers won't accept those types of contingencies unless their home is hard to sell for some reason. And if it's hard to sell, you probably don't want it.
So when you need a loan, who are you going to call?
Pacific Private Money.
Pacific Private Money. So again, we our transitional bridge product, which we can do up to 100% financing on your target property, cross it on your existing property with equity, and we solve for a combined loan to value of 70%. Don't worry about the math. If you have a situation where you're looking for financing to buy the next home without you having to sell the home you're in now, if you're a realtor or a mortgage broker and you've got a client in that situation, give us a call at Pacific Private Money. That's 415-883-2150. We can help you be a hero to your client.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about the risks of being in the fund and what the track record is. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Keith Cooper, DDS, is a board-certified specialist who has been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day or Teeth Express.
My dentures came loose all the time.
When Tom's permanent teeth fell out, dentures didn't work. Then Tom got dental implants from Teeth Express. Long-lasting, natural-looking replacements for lost teeth.
Dental implants changed my life.
For dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hompf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. We already asked our trivia question, so we're going to get right into this. Now, your track record, all right? How many loans has Pacific Private Money funded?
Since 2008, over 1,500 loans.
Okay. A dollar amount?
About $550 million.
Okay. I love the way I just ask these questions, get right answers right back. How many losses?
We've had zero.
Oh, that's too much.
Zero losses.
I'm sorry. That's
zero
too many
loan losses.
So
zero loan losses of principal. And on every loan, with the exception of one, we've had 100% of the interest that was promised on that loan was paid off. There was one loan where we had to reduce the interest in order to help the seller get rid of the property, but no loan losses out of 1,500 loans.
Okay. Wow. And the reason is because of the conservative underwriting, the fact that you say no 9 out of 10 times, you can be very picky as to the loans that you fund.
We're very discerning, and we market a lot to make sure the phone rings with loan requests. And you're right. We do say, and we track these numbers of all of the loan requests that come in by email or by phone. We say no 9 out of 10 times. Now, sometimes the reason is because they're calling from out of state, but oftentimes it's just not a loan that fits the type of loan that we want to make. We want to make a loan to someone that, and generally the ones, people who are in like extreme financial distress and think that we're in the hard money lending business, that hard money lending model has largely been outlawed now. We can't, even if you've got equity in your home and it's a consumer purpose, meaning you need to like pay your bills or pay off an IRS tax lien or a judgment or something like that, or consolidate your credit cards. If you can't show the income to afford our loan, we can't make it to you, even if you have the equity in your home. So these are things that, you know, so we are not making those type of hard money loans. Most of the loans that we make good loans. We make good loans with a a story by a borrower that needs the money, wants the money, benefits from the money, and can afford to exit our loan successfully. We're not a loan-to-own company. We have an extremely low foreclosure rate, or I should say we have an extremely low default rate where we have to file a notice of default and start the foreclosure process. And of those 1,500 loans, less than 20 in 10 years have actually gone to auction. For the most part, people sell the property or pass off before it actually goes to auction.
Yeah, because that even includes the downturn. You're making loans, so it's not like, you know, you only had up years that you say, throw a dart and anybody can make money. So the real risks then would be that the market, the real estate market collapses, and it collapses in a really short period of time because your loans are not long term.
Right.
For someone to consider our fund, our mortgage pool fund, risky, they would have to believe that that the real estate market could actually crash worse than it did 10 years ago.
And in a short period of time.
And in a short period of time, because a lot of the loans, again, most of the loans we have in the fund are short term. So they're either remodeling or building the property to sell, or they used it to acquire the property and a conventional financing is on the exit. Does that mean it's risk-free? No, of course. I mean, you don't earn 7.5% on a risk-free investment.
But you can make an educated decision as to how risky you think this is.
People who take a hard look at this always say more or less the same thing. It's like, how come more people don't know about this? This is like the best kept secret in investing.
Yeah. More information?
For more information, our phone number here, we're in the 415. We're at 415-883-2150. Call us anytime, 8:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, or visit our website, which you always should do. You could see all the information. We're very transparent on our website. You can see all our pretty faces and all the information about what we do.
And if they call after hours, they can leave a message.
And we're always so go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. All one word, of course, PacificPrivateMoney.com.
Very good. All right, guys, thoughts for the day. The worst part about working for the Department of Unemployment is when you get fired, you still have to show up the next day. And a recent study has found that women who carry a little extra weight live longer than the men who mention it. Don't make that mistake, guys. All right? Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.